to talk today about the 25th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. And it is becoming, I don't want to say likely because that sounds like a prediction. It is becoming almost, I think the proper word is necessary. It is becoming almost necessary for whoever it is that is running the Biden regime to pack it in. Now, I told you that the coup that installed this crazy old man, and he literally is now a crazy old man, knew what they were doing. They knew he had full-blown dementia. They knew he was surviving on adrenochrome or whatever the hell they were pumping him full of before he'd go on and debate Trump. They knew that his cognitive faculties were not only compromised, but they were degrading. In other words, they were getting worse. They knew all of this. They also knew that Kamala Harris is an airhead who slept her way to the top. Sorry to offend if that offends you. Not intentional. That's what happened. Ex-Mayor Willie Brown. San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown. They knew that Kamala La was an idiot. That woman is about as close to a political leadership figure capable of actually governing as Biden is to being a practicing traditional Catholic. How about that? They knew all of this, and yet they did it anyway. You know, they try to guilt trip us for talking about secession and talking about breaking the union up and what have you here. It seems to me that they're the ones that are actually trying to do it. They're trying to bring about the circumstances under which a state like Florida, which is basically for all practical intents and purposes, is engaging in successive acts of secession from the federal government of the United States. You have 26 states now that have signed on to a compact to conduct their own immigration enforcement and policies. It seems to me that the powers that be are the ones that are trying to goad us into leaving their little union. But then you have to ask the question, well, TKD, why would they do that? What do they get out of it? Well, there's a couple of things that I would respond to that and say, you make the assumption that these people are smart. You make the assumption that these people actually use reason. You make the assumption that they still have, and they just ignore, some critical thinking skills. Don't make that assumption. These people are not smart. Exhibit A, Pelosi. Exhibit B, Schumer. These people are idiots. Well, how did I get to the position in? Drip, 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 sell, 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 soul, soul, soul. Okay, I'll do it. On this date, 29 April 2022, we are living in an epoch that will live and will be remembered in infamy. You have a mentally compromised, quote, leader, close quote, of what remains of the great war machine that is the United States, basically daring the world's greatest armed nuclear power, the Russian Federation, to defend itself. This Biden plea yesterday to give the Ukrainians $33 billion. I mean, I expect today to actually start seeing some blue check libtard types peel off from the narrative here. I mean, there's only so much insanity that you can that you can actually brook and continue to function as a sentient human being. And this $33 billion is beyond the pale. Yes, Maggie. Give us a Maggie minute. Come on.
So this is the thing. You have the left still panicking because Biden promised to omit all student loan debt and everything else. And now he's kind of backtracked on that just a little bit. He's saying he's going to do just a percentage. And then he turns around and does $33 billion to Ukraine. These libtard students are going to lose it.
What about the poor people out there whose incomes, if they have any, aren't going up, but yet Bidenflation is making gallons of milk cost $11? You want me to pay? You want me to suffer $11 gallon of milk? You want me to turn my air conditioner off at, for half a day this summer, which is coming? Where do they hit you with that one? You want me to endure all this. You want us to suffer all this. And then you want to just throw 33. Here, put it in perspective. What's a billion? That's $1,000 million. Okay? So you want, you just want to throw $33,000 million at a country I can't even find, I can't even point to on a map? And you want them to use it so they can continue to wage war against a nuclear superpower? Who, by all accounts, is trying to avoid protracting or extending this conflict here. Folks, they, it seems to me again, are trying to break the American Union up. They're trying to create an uprising. They want a rebellion. Think about it. What are you going to do, Mike? What are they going to do if the war against, if our proxy war in Ukraine, what are we going to talk about? Are we going to start revisiting who's to blame for the massive and skyrocketing death rates among young people, young and old alike, as a result of them being double, triple, now quadruple, jabbed with mRNA gene manipulating therapy goo? Were kids dying of hepatitis and myocarditis, all brought on by their actions? You want us to go back to talking about that? The powers that be are so terrified of what they've done and to avoid being hanged by their testicles in public are now out there. See Anthony Fauci going, well, the pandemic pot is over. To begin the great walk back. What's going to take the place of a war? You fought a 2-year-long war. We were forced to. Against an invisible enemy that may or may not have existed, but it certainly did not create a, quote, pandemic, close quote. 2 years. That was a war. Everything that you do in a war was done. Civil liberties were curtailed. People were told, were ordered about. Martial law was imposed, basically. Now, well, you know, this just conveniently comes along, this war in Ukraine. And all of a sudden, we're full-throated behind it for a people that we have nothing in common with, that we have really no strategic alliance with other than grain. What if the, and anyone that says this was a, Putin surprised the world with his invasion of Ukraine. First of all, get your story straight. He did not invade Ukraine. He aided and assisted the two republics, the Donetsk and the Lugansk. It's a region that is historically has always been Russian. It was Russian a lot longer than it ever has been a forced part of Ukraine. All Putin did was liberate the Donbass from the Ukrainians. Anyone that says this was a surprise, everyone was shocked that Putin actually did it. Why? You've been poking him since 2001. If you really want to go back far, go back to 1994 and not one inch. In other words, they gaslit him. And finally, the Russian Federation went, okay, that's it. Enough is enough, dude. You're not making Ukraine part of NATO. It's not going to happen. So you just should stop talking about it. And when they wouldn't stop, I think this was an intentional provocation. There were people, I will guarantee you, the books and memoirs will be written that were telling whoever is giving the regime leader orders and telling him what to go out and do and say, they were telling him Putin's going to respond. Keep doing it. He's going to respond. Then we can move from the crisis that was the corona doom and the war against the virus. Then we can move to the war in Ukraine. So if you no longer have the war in Ukraine, which we are artificially inflating, we were keeping it going. Withdraw American and NATO support and Zelensky will surrender tomorrow morning. Hell, you won't even have to wait till tomorrow morning. He'll do it today. He'll do it by noon, by lunch today. What are you going to pivot to? You need another war. These people cannot be without a crisis.